Hello, virtual world. This is Sherwin. The audio you are listening to was generated by an artificial intelligence model that I used to train my voice. Not a single word in this audio was spoken by me. I, however, did write the script. What is AI is a perplexing question that deals with a seemingly enigmatic phenomenon. John Haugland, in his book Artificial Intelligence, The Very Idea, notes that research in the field of AI is not merely about mimicking intelligence to produce a clever fake. Instead, AI is about machines with minds. That is a startling description for AI. The concept of a mind has tantalized philosophers for centuries. Nevertheless, if we are to believe the hype around AI, it would appear artificial minds are indeed being engineered. Is it really? Haugland puckishly notes that when it comes to AI, people can be categorized into two camps, scoffers and boosters. Scoffers find the whole idea of AI propitious and ridiculous. On the other hand, boosters believe that artificial minds are inevitable. Unless we get some of the basics understanding of AI technology right, we could inadvertently find ourselves in the wrong camp. A good place to start is to first understand the types of AI. AI can be divided into two categories, narrow and general. Narrow AI is often used synonymously for weak AI. Weak AI is about testing hypotheses about minds but would not be a mind. Weak AI systems appear, behaviorally, to engage in intelligent human-like thought but in reality, enjoy no form of consciousness. Weak AI systems at best can provide aids to human thought. Raymond Kurzweil, in his book, The Singularity is Near, describes weak AI as artificial intelligence that performs a useful and specific function that once required human intelligence to perform. This definition sits well with examples of weak AI, such as Roomba vacuum cleaner, Siri, and self-driving cars, etc. An important distinction to grasp is that every AI system in the world today is almost certainly a weak AI system. Such systems are designed, programmed, and trained only to carry out a specialized task. General AI, on the other hand, is human-level intelligence and with broader application. A term usually associated with general AI is artificial general intelligence for scenarios when AI is applied to problems in many different domains, similar to how human intelligence can. And another synonymous term with artificial general intelligence is strong AI. Kurzweil defines strong AI as artificial intelligence that exceeds human intelligence. It's a computer system that is capable of becoming a mind intelligence as smart as you and me. Artificial general intelligence systems can execute tasks it has never been programmed to do after figuring out by itself how to perform such a task. There are no real-world examples for artificial general intelligence. There is not even agreement on how to build it, or even if it is possible. So, there you have it. The hype about AI that you hear in the news is most undoubtedly weak AI. And it is not going to take over the work. At least not yet. So, does that leave you in the scoffers or boosters camp? The likes of Elon Musk, Grady Booch and Stephen Hawking, I think, sit firmly in the boosters camp, raising voices of concern against AI in crescendo, drawing urgent attention to the potential dangers of AI. In an open letter, they state, because of the great potential of AI, it is important to research how to reap its benefits while avoiding potential pitfalls. I'll leave you with one last thought. In September 2020, a college kid used OpenAI's GPT-3 language generator to generate blogs and watched in surprise as several of them went viral. All that the kid had to do was provide the AI system with a headline, an introduction for the post. GPT-3 returned a full article. AI is now writing blog posts, and we humans are unable to tell the difference. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Technology Review magazine reported that one of these posts also reached the number one spot on the popular Silicon Valley website Hacker News. Surely, that says a lot on how much AI technology has advanced in recent years.